This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Radio family, happy weekend and welcome back. It is Community Focus, our public affairs show, the weekend edition underway. And thank you for the opportunity to share with you the good things taking place in our communities with good persons like yourself. And I am so happy that the family just continues to grow. We have the newest member in Dr. Monica M. Newell, who is with TNT Consulting. We're going to get into the particulars of that. But first of all, and we have already established, Monica, that we can call you Monica going forward, but I just wanted to give you the proper introduction. Say good morning to you, newbie, but you're already family now. So how are you?
I'm great. And yourself?
I am doing really well. I am so excited that we get to engage in our conversation today to talk a little bit and to share with our radio family and our listeners more information about TNT Consulting. The one thing that I do want to say, Monica, is that you are locally based. You're out of Winston-Salem. And we'll get into the particulars of that. But tell everybody, what is TNT Consulting? What exactly is it that you do?
Well, TNT Consulting is like a personal service center. And I provide tax strategies to small businesses and to medium-sized businesses, especially, you know, the sole proprietors, our LLCs, our S-Corps, and our C-Corps, where I help people find money that they leave on the table, which leaves thousands of dollars out there for them. So I look at tax strategies and ways to help you, and not only just with budgeting and other things like that. So that's what TNT prides itself on, that personal connection.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So it's whether we are the individual or business owner or entrepreneur, you are there to help each person reach his or her particular goal.
Yes.
Excellent.
You know, the key to business success is like how much money you gain. Right. And if you're paying it all in taxes and out to other people, and I'm the one to help you keep that money and get
nice.
That revenue.
And you know what? I really am glad that you're touching on this, Monica, because I think for a lot of us, and I know we're in the midst of, because we are in the midst of COVID-19, there have been a lot of financial struggles with so many people. And it seems like finances are just the everyday conversation, at least in terms of what people need to do, because these are unprecedented times for a lot of individuals, a lot of changes that I think a lot of people weren't necessarily prepared for have taken place. Obviously, you have many that are concerned about the financial needs of not just themselves as individuals, but particularly how do they care for family members and other individuals. And so what I really like about TNT Consulting is that you really are helping us to focus on really taking away a lot of the fears and trepidation that we may have as it relates to finances.
Exactly. So, you know, we talk about everybody knowing their numbers, knowing your blood pressure numbers, knowing this. But does anybody think about, do you know your financial stability numbers? Are you financially stable? Even in a business or even as an individual, do you know your FICO score? Do you know what they mean to you? So I take that that personal approach, because I'm an educator by trade, and I educate individuals on those these areas that we are so scared to talk about. Everybody's
right.
scared to talk about finances. It's like, you say finances, it's like, that's a four-letter word. You know?
Exactly. And you know what? It's just like you just did that gasp that you just gave. That's what it's typically like, right?
Right. So, I mean, and I ask the hard questions. You know, what are your money stealers? Mm-hmm. What is robbing you of your finances? I've heard a lot of people say, well, I don't have money to do this, and I don't have money to do that. Yes, you do. We've got to find it.
Right.
And that's where I look into those money grabbers. What are your money grabbers, whether it's personal or whether it's business? Because everybody has a money grabber.
That is really a good way to look. I'm going to have to remember that going forward. Thank you for that. Because it's the positivity that you bring to us as individuals in just the few minutes that we've had this great conversation. But like I said, it's really trying to ease the tensions of the financial woes that really don't have to be there as long as we do our part and take in the proper training and the necessary steps. That if right. we are in a difficult financial situation, there is a solution. There is a way out.
And it is. I mean, a lot of people don't see it as way out, you know, but there are ways to get those monies that you need and put away, because I tell people you always should have 2 months of salary.
Right.
Yes, put away.
Mm-hmm.
Where you put them also matters, because then you can grow interest on those areas.
That's right.
And I'm not into financial advising or anything like that yet. It's coming. but I try to coach people in those ways and businesses in those areas so that they will have more money
Absolutely.
To do those things that they want to. You know, what about going to college or mm-hmm. sending someone to college or taking that necessary trip or buying that new home or
right.
expanding that business?
Exactly.
You know, so those are all things that I take into consideration, and especially one of the reasons I created this company.
And that's excellent, because, Monica, it also makes me think of those are the major things that a lot of us plan for as we become adults. We go through our, you know, our schooling years. We find ourselves in situations where we're either newly married, we're new parents, grandparents in some cases. And it seems like there's always a particular life event that results in some major change that may have some financial entity involved with it that, you know, really makes us think, okay, I got to refocus on how to save money, because the way that I was spending money when I was in my 20s, it's going to be different when I'm in my 30s and in
right.
my 40s, in my 50s, 60s, so on and so forth. So it's really wonderful to know that there are individuals like yourself that, again, can literally just take us by the hand and help us make those readjustments in those necessary areas.
Exactly.
Wonderful. I have time to ask one more question. Boy, these minutes go by so fast, and I am so enjoying my conversation with you. So what motivated you to start your company?
Well, when I started out, I've been doing taxes for over 30 years.
Wow.
And I found that people, they get these refunds and they go and they do things that are not life-changing or saving.
Right.
And, you know, and I looked and I said, what can I do to try to get that personal approach to have that conversation, that much-needed conversation? So what are you going to do with this money? Or what? How are you going to put this aside? Or
right.
I've had people call me and say, well, I want to start a business. How do I do it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know?
Yeah.
These are all the things that I've learned over the years. So I decided, well, why not put them to good use?
Exactly.
You know, build this empire where people will feel comfortable and get that personal approach just to come to me to ask me those hard questions and feel comfortable about asking them.
Absolutely. And I like that, because that's the key word, comfortable, because to me, that is saying you're giving me, and I'm just using myself as an example, but just for individuals in general to indeed feel that, because like we were stating earlier, that's not necessarily a very comfortable topic of discussion to talk about, especially if we always find ourselves broke or we owe people money. You know, those two things, they sometimes equate into a negative situation. But like you said, you can help us turn those things around. And that is the greatest thing. Now, let's back up a minute here. You mentioned that you were doing taxes for 30 years. Mama, you don't even sound like you're over 21.
Oh, you on my Christmas list this year. I have to say, even my youngest will be turning 21 this year.
Wow. So, yeah. You go, Mama. But that is fantastic. I mean, and especially to be in a position to still do what you love to do, because it really allows for that direct connect to really not only communicate, but there's such a connection between you and us. And by that, I mean members of the community. And what a wonderful way to give back.
Yes, yes. And, you know, and I work with a lot of nonprofits as well.
Yes.
So, I mean, I'm here. I'm here and I'm ready to work and I'm willing to do the service. So, you know, let's plan together.
That's
my motto. Let's plan together.
I love it. I love it. And of course, Monica, we're going to share all the contact information in the second half of the program. That's the great thing I love about having a public affairs show, is that we have a part two. So will you stick around and have more conversation with me today?
I sure will.
Thank you. I love it. So family, welcome to Community Focus. Monica M. Newell is joining me, Renee Vaughn. Monica proudly representing TNT Consulting. So Monica, I have more questions for you. And we're going to take a quick break. And Radio Family, I want to thank you as always for tuning in and, of course, for the great things that you're doing in our communities as well. We will indeed return. There is more of the weekend edition of Community Focus, and we will be back right after this break. It is more the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard in our intercom stations. Great company with you, Radio Family, and, of course, members of our Community Focus family, and Monica M. Newell, who is with TNT Consulting, and their team of versatile staff can help you plan, assess, and change your goals, as their services are designed to help you, whether you are the individual, the business owner, or the entrepreneur, to reach their goals. And Monica, I am so happy we get to continue our conversation here as we're back with part two of our public affairs program. So let's indeed continue this great conversation. What types of businesses does TNT Consulting help, number one, and how do you do so?
Well, I work with all types, small, medium size. I work with those who are sole proprietors, the LLCs, the S-Corps, the C-Corps, right. You know, mid-sized C-Corps, pretty much.
Right.
And I help strategize them with their taxes, pull monies back in, reassess, and help them grow so that they'll have that money in their pockets or in that revenue.
Excellent. Because, Monica, this really ties into the fact that, one, we are in the middle of another tax season. We know that April 15th deadline will be upon us before we know it. But there's also some important changes as it relates to COVID-19 and as it relates to our own personal taxes. And, of course, you provide expertise in that matter and helping us if we do have questions on that.
Yes, there are a lot of changes, and there a lot of people are very much, I guess you probably would say, unaware, because
right.
If you're not versed in the tax profession,
mm-hmm.
you know, you hear, you know, the buzz, do this to your taxes, don't do,
right.
this, do this. But if you really haven't talked to a trained professional,
mm-hmm.
you're probably leaving money on the table that you didn't even know about.
Exactly. And if we can just add as an aside, because I know, Monica, most of us are spending a lot more time at home because mm-hmm. of this pandemic. And very likely a lot of us are probably more insomniacs than we've ever been in the past. So I remember back in the day when I couldn't sleep, the one thing was watching a lot of those infomercials late
mm-hmm.
in the middle of the night. And let's advise anyone, that being our radio family, Monica, those infomercials, just leave them alone. Whatever numbers you see on that TV screen, don't even bother, because some of those are iffy or questionable at best. You know, when you remember the guy that used to be in that, what was it? It was like a Joker suit. You remember Joker from the Batman franchise, had all those question marks on there. And then I think they had a tax guy named Matt.
Oh, yes,
or May. Remember that guy?
Yes, I do.
That's what I'm relating to. So if you ever see him or someone like him on those late night infomercials, just flip the channel.
I mean, but there are a lot of questions out there. And, you know, again, I would advise you to seek a professional.
Professional, exactly.
Because we are the ones who are versed in knowing, and I pride myself on making sure that I'm updated because I go and I get registered with the IRS each year so that I am, I take my classes and make sure I'm updated just for that, this purpose, just like this.
I think that's fantastic when you can hear tax professionals like yourselves or enrolled agents that you receive training because obviously the tax laws are constantly changing.
Yes.
Very good. Very good. Well, let me ask you this next question. If a nonprofit needs tax strategies or tax advice, are you available for either one?
Yes. I work with a lot of nonprofit organizations, and I help with their 990s. I even do auditing, do small auditing, in-house auditing for them as well. So,
great.
Yeah, I'm available.
Wonderful. Well, let me add as an aside a question, Monica. Thus far, and I know we're still early in the year 2021, but do you find, is there one common question that a lot of individuals are asking you in the midst of tax season?
Well, you know, right now the big buzz is the earned income credit for individuals.
Yes.
You know, I hear that if my income is different, can I use my last year's income? So that's a big question that people are really gleaning toward, especially if you're earned, because earned income is monies that you receive from work.
Right.
And unemployment is not considered earned income. So a lot of people who have reached the unemployment sector, their income, earned income has decreased, thus losing earned income credit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, especially those who fall in those tax brackets, so in that bracket. So those, that's one of the big questions that I get. And then, of course, I'm working from home. Can I claim my work from home?
Right.
Well, unfortunately, this year, that can't happen. So, you know, because that form is no longer in existence due to the TCJA. So that's kind of, those are the common questions that I'm getting this
year. Okay. And then there are likely other different scenarios, because there was another one that just popped into my head. An individual who may be originally in a single status, but then they have plans to marry. So you have joint income now with another person, a partner, another individual. So obviously the tax bracket, if you will, is going to change in that particular scenario.
Yes. So, yeah. So even from, oh, God. So like I said, I've been doing taxes for over 30 years.
Yeah.
And those brackets, I used to could look at you, look at your W-2 and say, you fall in this tax bracket and bam. You know, so the last couple of years, it has been a tad bit different because now it takes based on a certain number and then change the brackets. So more income, higher bracket. I've heard a lot of people say, I made more money. How did I get less refund?
Yeah.
So, you know, those are some of those questions that people ask as well. So you just have to be mindful of, again, seeking that having someone to educate you.
Right.
Because I don't just do your taxes. I educate you on the whole process. So
beautiful.
You'll know step by step.
That's excellent.
And why you have this or why this has happened.
And that is so important. Now, let me also ask an additional aside question. You're doing beautifully, Monica. What is, if any, perhaps the oddest or craziest either question or situation, if you can share, and you don't have to give all the particulars of the information about your clients, but is there anything like just off the wall a person may try to claim on their taxes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Animals.
I
take care of my dog. I have insurance. Can I claim my animal?
Yeah.
Sorry, we can't claim animals. I would love to claim my little Shelby, but no.
That's right, because there are many of us who are animal lovers, and they're like family to us. They are like our little babies or our children.
Yes, mine is my baby.
Yeah, exactly. Now, let me also focus on another group, because we have a lot of individuals who are baby boomers who are getting to, if they're not already there, they're very close to retirement. How does that impact an individual that's making that transition, coming out of the working world and hopefully are looking forward to some retirement, especially as it relates to their finances?
Yeah. So, again, talking to a great tax advisor or talking to someone before you're going to be making, also, especially when you can estimate what you're going to be making once retirement, because retirement depending on the type of retirement, you will be receiving a form. And that form there tells you how much your taxable income will be.
Right.
So with that, if depending on if you decide to work outside or if you have something else as a backup,
right,
especially your IRAs or anything that you're taking out of retirement, you'll get a form. And so we'll plan what your income is going to look like, so you'll know what tax bracket you're going to be in.
Okay.
You know, so that you will be able to either have that money set aside to cover it or be able to pay it. Or get something back. However, but we'll be able to plan that for you, if that makes sense.
Excellent. Yes, it does. It does. It makes sense to me and hopefully to our radio family that's tuning in. And that's a great transition, Monica, to welcome those who may just be joining us. You are listening to the Weekend Edition of Community Focus, heard on our intercom stations. Great company, as always, radio family, an opportunity to get together and engage in great conversation. And let me tell you, I'm enjoying just that with Monica Newell, who is with TNT Consulting. And Monica, I was also thinking, too, another scenario, because we likely may have, and this can be a relative or just someone that we know, an older adult. How does that come into play? Because you have many individuals that are living well past their 70s, even 80s, and into their 90s.
Mm-hmm.
How do you approach a situation like that? If you have a parent or a grandparent, how does that individual, you know, because I'm assuming that depending upon that person's mental state, they're likely going to have to be in a position that they're going to have someone, whether it's a son or daughter or some family member or someone they trust, to help them in preparing their taxes.
Yes. And so, again, I always say if you trust your tax professional, you should be able to have your parents trust them as well. Like a prime example, my father-in-law, he's still alive and 84. And,
wow, and, beautiful.
And still, I mean, probably healthier than I am.
Yeah.
And so, again, I'm making sure that he has his taxes prepared is, you know, like my ultimate goal for him, and trusting that, you know, I'm there to make sure he has the right decision. You should
right.
also make sure that your parents
exactly.
making the right, honest decision, and you've
right.
got somebody with their
right.
interest at heart.
Very true.
You know, so that's the key.
Very true. And I wanted to reemphasize for those who may not have been with us early on the program, my next question was how long you've been in business. You say over 30 years of doing taxes. And it's obvious, Monica, from all the way at least you have answered beautifully the questions that I have asked you thus far. Now, let me move on and ask this. Do you only help businesses in and around the Piedmont Triad?
No, actually, you know, unfortunately, COVID has allowed a lot more creative ways.
Yeah.
So that, you know, people don't have to travel as much. We can do secured emails. You can
Very
fax,
good.
You know. And scan them to me. And all of those ways is that, you know, those are ways that I can get my clients. And same with signatures. And I send them back encrypted as well. So we do a lot of Zoom calls.
Yes. Zoom has become our best friend, has it not?
Yes, it has become my best friend, I tell you. Those are always. So no, not just in the Triad area. I've got clients out of state as well. So
Great. And that actually ties in into my next question. If a small business owner wanted to pay less in their taxes, how can they contact you?
You know, you can reach me. I've become one of those social butterflies, I think.
So
you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and on Facebook, all at thetconsulting.com. Or you can also go to my website, which is www.thetconsulting.com as well. So you can just get me on one of those, or you can even call me at 336-582-2757.
All right. Wonderful. And I'm going to have you repeat that number in just a few minutes. But in the meantime, Monica, you also have a physical location as well. Is that correct?
I do. I am located on the north side of Winston-Salem and 8011 North Point Boulevard, Suite 207. So it's 8011 North Point Boulevard, Suite 207. And actually, due to COVID, I am appointment only. And, you know, we, due to proper protocols, we do wear masks. So if you do not feel comfortable coming to the office, we do have other ways again.
That's excellent. Excellent. And it's really a great thing, you know, in these times in which we're dealing with that we do have choices and options and ways of doing things. And I think it does make some people feel a little more comfortable that even if they don't have the opportunity to be in direct contact with you, say, face to face, all the other means with which they can reach out to you, like you said, on your website, be it Instagram, be it Facebook. I tell you, technology can be an amazing thing when it's used in its proper perspective.
Yes,
absolutely. Absolutely. Now, if you don't mind me sharing this, because we had a wonderful conversation off air before we came on the program. And even though you are based in Winston-Salem, we found out that you and I have a commonality with the beautiful area of Fayetteville, North Carolina, which some of our radio family may be familiar with. A lot of people, when they hear of Fayetteville, I know I did. When I was doing radio there years ago, and I knew very little about the town other than I kept hearing, oh, you know, I would have friends and family say, oh, you're going to a military town. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that, you know, because I had no idea that's where Fort Bragg, number one, was based. And so having the opportunity to live there for about 3 years between the years of 1997 and 2000, for me, it was kind of like being in my infancy. One, that was probably the farthest I had been away from home at the time since being off in college. And I just love the fact how when I initially called you, I recognized the area code. And I asked you, I said, is that the Fayetteville area? And you said, yes. And so it was just so nice to reminisce and to think about those early days when I was in radio. And I just wanted to share with our listeners that it was just so nice being able to take that trip down memory lane.
Yes, we were on the same highway.
We were, exactly, exactly. And even though, again, because of COVID-19 restrictions and not being able to travel and just get away, you know, let's get in the car and do those things like we did prior to this pandemic. I think I told you the first thing that I wanted to do if I wanted to make that little weekend getaway was just get in the car and just go back, because I'm sure there is so much about the area that has grown.
Yes, they've added so much to Fayetteville now. It's just huge. Beautiful area, though.
It is. It was when I was there, and I can only imagine now. I probably, some of the streets, like when you think about Skybo Road, and those areas where I probably wouldn't even recognize a lot of the things because so much has changed.
I mean, I'm telling you, it's just even the Rayford Road area.
Yes.
New highways. I mean, it's a wonderful VA hospital there now.
Yes.
It's just a lot of change.
It really is. And you know, it makes me think too, Monica, just overall. Now, I don't know, were you born and raised in Fayetteville or in Winston?
I was born in Jersey.
Oh, okay. You're a Jersey girl.
Right. But my parents had a store in Rayford. So I grew up in Rayford. I'm
nice.
A proud graduate of Hope County High School.
Wow.
And I moved to the Greensboro, Winston area around 2011.
Okay.
I've been here since around 2011.
Wow. So calling Winston-Salem home. Well, beautiful. Actually, I've been calling it home for... since the early 80s. So I'm a person that moved here from D.C. Well, at least my mom was pregnant with me at the time when our family was living there. And she was originally from North Carolina. So it was nice for her to come back home and to, you know, be with other family members. And, you know, the joy of being raised either by a parent or a grandparent. There's just so many wonderful experiences. But I have to say, living here longer than I did in D.C., I thought it was the best move that my family could have made, even though I still had family in D.C. and I was always able to go back and visit. I just kind of like really the less hectic or slower pace, so to speak. And that's the one thing for most people that are originally from the north and we move down south. I think that's the first thing we take notice of is how things are a little bit slower
Yes.
In the South. But, you know, just living in North Carolina for the amount of years that we've had and to see the entire state and so much growth, because I think, in a sense, there's a lot of similarities between Winston-Salem and Fayetteville when we talk about growth.
It is.
And it's just really wonderful. And just my hats off to you, Monica, especially being a woman of color who has TNT Consulting that really wonderfully can give back to members of our community. I think that can be really an encouraging point, especially for young ones that are looking for ways with which, once they get out of school, whether they finish their high school education or go on to a trade or technical school or a full four-year college, what do they want to do with the rest of their lives? And it's so beautiful that we have family members like you. And I say this really about all of my guests that I have on the program. I just want to personally thank each and every one of you, because you come from so many different walks of life and what you do for a living. But it's the commonality of what we do to help each other as a community. And it's really great, because I think there are just so many things that we as a people, and I'm referencing us as persons of color, we may not always have the knowledge or the information on how to handle things financially. Because when we think back to you were mentioning your father-in-law, he probably came up at a time or in a generation that thought about finances in a different light compared to this generation. And so it's really important that we continue to educate ourselves on matters like this, especially when it comes to our finances. And so, again, I appreciate you for what you do.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And that's the thing. Time always flies when we are engaged in beautiful conversation. So in the next couple of minutes that remains, are there any final or closing thoughts that you want to share with our radio family? Anything that I did not cover?
No, I think you covered just about everything. Come see me. I just say, let's plan together.
Right.
Because that it's going to take everybody. It takes a village, and I'm part of that village. So come see
Beautiful.
Me.
And I love that is part of the motto of TNT Consulting. So let's just reiterate some general information. Again, for those who may just be tuning in, you're physically at 8011 North Point Boulevard, Suite 207 in Winston-Salem. Mm-hmm. You can be reached on the World Wide Web at theTTConsulting.com. You're on Instagram at theTTConsulting, and individuals can also find you on Facebook at theTTConsulting. And repeat the number again, if you don't
mind. It is 336-582-2757.
Very good. And believe me, radio family, the nice, cheery voice that you're hearing from Monica on today's public affairs program, the weekend edition of Community Focus, this is the same bubbly personality that you're going to get when you pick up the phone or reach out on the World Wide Web. Monica, it has been a joy. Family, welcome again.
Thank you. It has. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Now, listen, I always tell persons who have been on this public affairs program for the first time, I am never a one and done individual. And I don't want that to be the case for us. So please stay in contact with me, and particularly anything that's of, excuse me, the word that I was looking for. If you have something particular that is taking place with TNT Consulting, whether you have, say, a community event that may be coming up that can allow us to really get additional information outside of what you beautifully shared on this public affairs program, keep me in the loop. Keep me in the know.
I will.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. So I also like to say this, Monica, there are never any goodbyes, just until next time. So I look forward to our next time together.
Same here. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Stay safe. And thank you, radio family. Likewise for you, I cannot express enough how much I really enjoy your company, and equally so the great things that you are doing in our communities. And likewise, please stay safe. Enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this weekend as we do officially bring to a close another great conversation here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. So until that next time, radio family, continue to take care.